1450 KBMW.
It is 9:24. Looking at a partly cloudy sky. Ooh, we're warming up. 34 degrees. On the phone with me this morning, I always got to do our weekly check-in each and every Thursday with Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I always love talking with you because there's always so much going on as far as activities and things at Twin Town Villa. Catch us up. What's been going on this past week?
Well, we're just doing our busyness, but guess what's happening today?
What? What's going on?
Residents wanted to do a pie bake-off against staff. So staff worked last night and brought in pies this morning. There is an array of assortment, and our residents will vote for the best pie made by staff today. Doesn't that sound fun?
So who thought of this idea? That's a great idea. Who thought of this?
One of my staff members brought it to our resident house meeting, and they thought it was a great idea, and that's what they wanted to do. So we have three judges that are from our resident pool, and they will pick the winner, and then everybody gets to have the reward by eating the pies.
Wow.
That the staff made.
So when is the judging going to happen? How late does that go today?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Starts at 2 o'clock. And man, talk about reaping the rewards. So what kind of pies are we talking about? Is there a good assortment?
I personally brought in a lemon meringue.
Ooh.
I saw a cheesecake pie. I saw a blueberry pie. I saw an amazingly huge pumpkin pie and apple pie. There's all kinds. I haven't seen them all, but I've seen some coming in. So kind of fun.
That's too much fun, and I would imagine between staff and residents, everybody over there today having a good time with this.
We'll be reaping in the reward, yes. And then on top of all of that today, we have our Catholic services this morning. Pastor Mary Ann from Evergreen is coming in to do her biweekly Bible study with our residents, and then we have a pinochle game this afternoon also, and then games If we have time to play games after the pie judging, we will play some games.
Come on, everybody's going to need a nap after that. Staff and residents alike. And one of the things that's so cool, Twin Town Villa, as far as your residents, boy, you take care of everybody's needs, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You got kind of the whole thing wrapped up out there at Twin Town Villa.
We do. We're quite the family. And when I say that, I mean that literally. They treat us like family. We treat them like family. And you just walk into our building and it's warm and homey. And you get greeted with smiles from not only staff, but residents. And they're proud of their home.
Right.
You know, and we're proud of our home.
And easy to get a tour out there, Mary. People just walk in the front door, right?
They do. They can just come on in. And we will give them a tour. We do have some apartments available in both our memory care suite and also our assisted living side still. So if you are in the realm of looking, feel free to come out and take a tour. Check us out.
Great to talk with you as it is every Thursday, Mary. Listen, enjoy that bake-off, and we'll get an update from you next week, okay?
Sure will. You take care, Bill.
All right. Mary Wolfgram, Twin Town Villa, talking about the pie bake-off. Does that not sound good, Mark Seba?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. On a day like today, what a great idea. It's 9:28 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News Update.